Many organisations and charities are calling on Australian people to support the animals that have been hurt by or lost their habitats to fires. But that help has to be the right kind of help. Alice McGlashan has started a website which gives people the right information about how to build nesting boxes. It's called nestboxtales.com. She spoke to The Wire's Jack Padley and told him about her own experience building nest boxes on her property.
On my property, the biggest bird that uses my nest boxes are wood ducks, Australian wood ducks. So they're kind of medium-sized ducks. They lay their eggs in a large tree hollow, takes several hundred years to form, and then they ducklings hatch and they jump out onto the ground and off they go. And brush-tailed possums are the other big animals that use tree hollows.
You can't just put these nest boxes around randomly. You've got to be a little strategic about them. How often do animals take to these nest boxes?
In a habitat, there'll be animals that eat other animals, the predators, and then there'll be some animals that will be more competitive, so they'll chase other animals out of a nesting hollow, for example, if there's a shortage. So things will get killed by other things or chased out by things. And then some animals are very shy and timid, so they won't use, for example, a nesting hollow that's out in the open because they're afraid of getting eaten, so like small little bush birds, like tree creepers. And then depending on your climactic zone, so I'm near Canberra, we get the full extreme of like minus 10 in wintertime. And so eggs, if they're laid at the end of winter, if it's not a nice, thick, walled nest box, then the eggs will actually freeze before the mother bird sitting on them and crack, and then they'll be not viable. And then in summertime, we get, you know, up to, I think, 44 point something was our record this year that we got. So an animal in a nest box that's installed facing the hot afternoon western sun, if they're chicks in there, they'll die. And if it's a mammal, they'll just not use a nest box. Nowadays, with climate change happening, it's hot in spring, summer and autumn. So if you install a nest box not under the shade, facing the hot afternoon sun, then a sugar glider or a ring-tailed possum or a brush-tailed possum, they just won't use it for 3 months of the year. Whereas if you install that same nest box in under the shady cover of a tree facing south to southeast, for example, then they very more likely to use it all year round. It's things like that that if you install them thinking about the needs of the animals and the climate of your area, then you can increase the success of a nest box.
Are you working alone on these habitats, or are you part of a smaller organisation that oversees placement of nest boxes?
No, I'm just a single individual that got curious from installing my own nest boxes. But there's researchers that are actively researching the different needs of different species in Australia, gliders and birds and other types of possums. And then there are also other fantastic organisations like businesses like Hollow Log Homes that make nest boxes as their business and have done for 20 years that have been working closely with researchers, perfecting designs, trying new things. And then there's, I guess, a lot of other small community groups, but this is kind of learning about how nest boxes are used and to improve their success in the designs. It's a long game. So kind of the small community group side of things, stop and start, you install nest boxes, but unless there's monitoring, you're not going to learn much.
How much success would you say these nest boxes have had due to the recent bushfire crisis that's gone over all across all of Australia, particularly the eastern states?
Right now, there's been the focus on a lot of people have volunteered and donated materials and time to make the nest boxes. Kind of the next phase that I'm working with a few groups is the installation phase. So, you know, you can't go into areas where the bushfires have been, where the trees still falling down and with recent floods and landslides and stuff. So the need is more a medium to long-term need where there'll be a significant loss of tree hollows in the really catastrophic hot burn areas, has been found by a number of studies. But with that, there'll also have been a significant loss of all the animals that lived in those areas as well. The small pygmy possums and the sugar gliders, they won't have been able to outrun the flame. The little tree creepers, they won't have been able to outfly the flames, the microbats. But the bigger birds, like the parrots, they'll have probably chosen on that day to not be there, not be present. Some of the larger mammals, like the ringtails and the brushtails, some might have managed to get out, but probably a lot didn't. The fires just went so fast. So that's kind of the next phase of coming, is more improving the decimated habitat that's got a significant lack of hollows now, so that it's ready to be repopulated for hollow-using species the ones that did survive when they return once there's food available, and also for next year's babies from nearby areas.
That's Alice McGlashan. She's the owner and operator of NestBoxTales.com. And if you're planning to put out nesting boxes in your effort for the fire, make sure you check out her website. All the info is coming on there.